Leagues for Magic Millions Day there in South Australia. Good morning to you, Nadia Horn.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. First leg of the quaddie is the two-year-old Magic Millions, and John Maloney gave Scorched Earth a good push there yesterday on RSN Central, and she has come up the $2.40 favourite for this feature.
Well, she's got a good form profile, hasn't she? Coming through one of the lead-ups towards the Blue Diamond. I just thought on what I've seen at the trials, number 9, Lady of Honour, she'll be set to run a big race on debut. Look, her jump out at Flemington was absolutely sensational. She looks like she's possessed with above-average ability, and she's the horse that the market's really gravitated towards since the early markets went up. She's by no nay never. May well get a stakes win here with a feature race winning the Magic Millions. So I've gone for the 9. I've put the 4 in as the danger. I've scorched her too. Well, it's got the best form on the board, obviously being a runner-up in the prelude for the fillies of the Blue Diamond at Group 2 level. It was a good performance on that occasion, and you'd expect with that race experience and it'll be fitter. But it's clearly the one to beat. 8 Biscayne Bay, I didn't mind what it's been doing at the trials, and you get an $18-odd. Its jump outs in Melbourne have been good. And the 11 Star of Chaos is another who I'm expected to be well educated heading into this. But I've gone 9, 4, 8, and 11, race 6.
Race 7 over the 1200, a benchmark 60, scratch 8, 9, 12. And that will do with the scratchings. He's a bolter for the Galagotas camp, the $4 favourite. And it has had some good backing as well here in a competitive little race, the second leg of the quaddie, Nadia.
Yeah, look, they put $16 up number 15, our Sustar. And it's been heavily backed. It's down to 850. I still feel that it's over the odds. Look, she's a three-year-old filly who tackles the older horses here, but she comes back to her home track with that great combination of Michael Hickmott and Jess Eaton. The run first up, it was on the inner track, and I'm prepared to forgive a few horses there who don't get the best runs throughout because it's a tight turning track, and they are forced to cover a heck of a lot of extra ground if they're not close to the fence. And this horse was never in the winning position throughout. Was still only beaten 4 lengths. Data was okay. If it runs up to its best form, it's right in the race. So I've got the 15 on top. I think number 13 is another who I'll be backing at big odds, Rusty Dusty Sunshine. It's deep into a campaign that has got the ratings to have it a lot shorter than the $12, $14-odd mark that is currently on offer and does get the services of Baron Forster. 3, I've got He's a Battler in the next pick. Obviously, the horse coming over the border for Pete Galagotas is a month between runs, though. And 1 Cotillium next pick. I've gone 15, 13, 3, 1, race 7.
Benchmark 78 over the 2,500 metres, race number 8. Scratchings are clear, and Tibetans the $2.60 favourite here, Nadia.
I've got it rated as the most likely winner. I just can't get it as short as that 260. So I've got it marked on top. Look, it just got into a horrible race shape last time out where the Red Sea went out at a really fast clip and sort of ran them along at about 15 lengths above par average through the first 600 metres. And that had all the horses from behind chasing a long way from home. You can just see by the late data where, you know, they're running 20 lengths below par through the last 600. That really shows you that those horses are just flat and busted and tired. So under the circumstances, look, you know, it's going to always make it hard for those chasing to finish over the top of the leader. It was just one of those really unusual race shapes. So I'm expecting it to run a lot better today in a more favourable map before Tibetan. I've got the 7 in as the danger, Al Carney. He's just about right. Look, he's had the 3 runs back this preparation. We know he gets the trip strongly, the 2,500 metres, and he does map in a very positive position. 6 Fairlights had the 2 runs back this preparation and is another who is going to get a good run and should be ready to improve again. And then I'll put the 8 in next pick. I should say the 5 in next pick. Ridgewood Drive. I've gone 4 from 7, 6 and 5 in race 8.
And in the final race over the 1800 metres, scratched the 12, 16, 17 and 19. And Warsfold is the strong favourite here at $3.10, Nadia.
Yeah, look, I think you'd be hard to beat too. Here, Gareth, it backs up from last week where it's got caught on the inside. If you have a look at the way that race was run, for a horse only lining up for its second start coming out of a maiden at Strathmore, I still feel its data was pretty solid. Look, it's where it lost the race was between the, you know, the 6 and the 400 metre mark, and that's where it was just held up momentarily. But if you have a look at all of its other data through the run home, it had the second best last 1400, second best 1200 for the meeting. If you have a look at its late data, the 7th best last 400 and the 8th best last 200. So he's still well above average, and I think he'll win today. Roomy track from a really good draw. I like number 15, Warsfold. I do think the 8th, the danger, Good Girl Bella. she's flying, but, you know, she's got to get to a mark where, you know, she'll reach her mark soon. Look, she's run her last three. This is her toughest test to date, so she's going to have to hit a new career peak to be able to win, and she's probably well enough found at $4. 10 goes in for third, Khan Shaka. She's over the odds, backing up from last week at $14-odd. I could get her, you know, around the $8, $9 mark. And then I've gone out to number 18, and Mary Wynn, who, look, finds it tough to win in this grade, but always runs a good race. So for mine, she's one for your wider exotics. I've gone 15, 8, 10, and 18 in race 9.
All right, Nadia, your best bet, value bet, play of the day, and also a quaddy, please.
Well, the best comes up early in the program. I do think in race 2, we're seeing a pretty promising horse step out here in 3, another award, so it looks hard to beat. Race 2, number 3, my best. I think the horse at odds is that horse, Our Sister, race 7, number 15 on an each-way basis. And our quaddy today, we go 4, 9 the first leg, 1, 2, 3, 13 and 15 in the second, 4 and 7 in the third leg, and come home with runners 3, 8, 10, 15 and 16.